This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want to talk about here. Although, right now, calls are restricted to those who have a question for Adam Kokesh. He's been our guest for the last hour as we've been diving deep into the situation he found himself dealing with over the last couple of weeks when he was arrested in Sawatch County, Colorado, little southern county with a few thousand people living in it. As he was driving through there, and they got him for a felony charge of possession of psilocybin with intent to distribute, a couple of traffic-related stuff like not having a tag and not having a license. It's a fascinating story because they dropped the charges after he was in jail for 12 days, refused to cooperate with his captors, refused to be taken in front of the woman in a robe in the court. And so we're getting to as much of this as we can. It's just an interesting story with you tonight. It's Ian.
And the captain.
And we're going to go back to Adam Kokesh here on the line from his home in Arizona, as we were discussing with you sort of the big question is, did you ever get the apology that you were demanding when you would, at first they'd come to you and said, oh, your friends, they put bail together, the bail bondsman's here, and you told this guy, yeah, I'm sorry, I don't want the bail, I don't want the bond, I don't want to get out until I get an apology, right?
More or less. I don't really do apologies because they're symbolic. Acknowledgement of wrongdoing, commitment to right wrongs and serve justice. If you want to call that an apology or frame that as an apology, sure. I am still hoping to get an apology for Thelma and Louise. We'll get to that. Before we jump into the story again, I want to just say thanks to everybody tuning in who's live listening right now on Christmas, taking this special day for a lot of people, and regardless, a sacred day for many traditions, and just a great family time for so many people to join us for this, because, you know, for the people who I consider my real family, it's those who share these deeper values, and there's a lot of overlap with my biological family as well, which gets me to my dad's role in the story. But first, you know, Ian, for everything that you've done, you know, in the realm of civil disobedience and in the realm of media production, you know, my hat's off to you. And it's an honor to know that this is my victory lap after a tangle with the state of this nature. And I'm really honored, and to have the opportunity to read this letter, the Kokesh Christmas letter. Hopefully we'll get to it in the next segment. If we can get sure. through this narrative. But the next part in it, communications-wise, I was able to use the one phone call I demanded. And because I was declining to book, I got to use a secure phone, which is like the regular jail phone, as opposed to the special eavesdrop inmate phone. And of course, NSA's listening to everything. But at least this one isn't, you know, ostensibly being recorded. So I called my dad, and I knew that he was plugged into my Telegram channel, and that he could put a comment there at least explaining that I'd been arrested in the circumstances, and that I was asking just for people to call the Sawatch County Jail and to just to demand that I be released and make sure that they knew that there was that scrutiny on it from the get-go at least. So my dad played a critical role there. He got that message out, and that's where Joey picked it up. And my team of dedicated Adam vs. the Man enthusiasts in our producers club, who are my Patreon patrons, sponsors, they all jumped on this right away and did an amazing job bringing that scrutiny. And my bond was automatically set, based on the nature of the charges, at $10,000, which came out to a $1,500 bill with a bondsman. And Emily Goldberg, who's the chair of the Arizona Libertarian Party. Big shout out to her and Joey for putting that together. And they came, and I refused. I declined to take bond because that's a submission to an acknowledgement of their authority when you say, my freedom has the price tag on it that you put on it, and I will pay that price, and I will acknowledge that I am accountable to your authority for these charges and will sign documents to that effect. And I was like already just hearing that call from principal, you know, I didn't know until later. I honestly did not look up till after I left the jail that I was facing on that one felony two charge 8 to 24 years as a convicted felon, probably on the higher side of that. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like, you know, hey, if you don't look off the edge of the cliff, you're less likely to fall.
Okay, that's true.
So I figured the odds of an absolute loss on that count and the conviction were pretty low, but I did have a sense of the stakes at that point. They had given me the paperwork, the affidavit of warrantless for a warrantless arrest from arresting officer Christian Guadarrama that explained the sequence of events from his perspective. His recollection seems to differ from mine on a few key minor points, but that's besides the point for the narrative right now. But they came in, and then the captain of the jail came in himself, Captain Wilson, to try to convince me to take bond. Well, you're better at fighting this on the outside. I'm going to sit here until you figure this out and you decide to do the right thing. Well, if I like, I told him to his face, every minute that I'm in here, your bill for accountability with me goes up. And I said, I knew from just walking through the part of the jail that I had and what I had heard already at that point that they were operating so under budget and under staff that by federal guidelines they were operating illegally in a number of ways. And I told that to the jail captain's face that Saturday evening, the second day I was in there, like, nah, you guys are already on the hook for so much crap with me. You are going to be paying for this one way or another. The sooner you figure out how to do the right thing, the better it's going to be for you. So then court came around. I should say, they even put Emily on the phone with me. They handed me, and I'm in this solitary cell that's a steel door with a window at like eye height. And I'm, you know, just over average. I'm like, you know, 5'10". And it was just comfortable for me to see through. And it was a window of metal slits about the size of a piece of paper with one bar missing in the there are two bars out in the lower half so that you could pass a tray of food through it. Mm-hmm. That was my world for 12 days, that whole thing, and talking to people through that window and pointing my finger at the captain of the jail being like, oh, you dumb sucker. This is not, you don't know what you just stepped into. But I tell you what, man, you want to dance? Let's dance. And I just was complete non-cooperative except for demanding my rights. Monday rolled around, and they said, it's time for court. And I was laying in bed naked, and I said, no thanks. and they were like, what? Yeah.
That's great, man. And this is just so, for them, this never happens, right? Like, to have somebody not want to go to, you know, to leave the cell, to not want to go in front of a man or a woman in a robe who could wave their magic wand and let them out on some sort of PR bond or whatever. This is usually the first opportunity that anybody gets to get out of the cell, and you're just saying, nah, I'm fine here.
Yeah, it reminds me of these alien sci-fi things where the alien, you know, eventually gets caught up and arrested somehow and does all these bizarre things because it's not accustomed to the things that we are.
Yeah, and the guards don't know how to react to something like this because it just doesn't happen.
Doesn't compute for them. So the next thing is I did get a pencil and paper, one of those, you know, half-length jail pencils. And the way they were so disorganized with inmate requests, like, no, I'm not waiting a day and a half for you to get the pencil sharpener. I'm going to sharpen this with my thumbnail and I'm going to write what I need to write. And so, and they told me that my court had been rescheduled for Wednesday.
Yeah, I actually was listening to the hearing, and the judge, who seemed like a very young judge, just I didn't get to see her picture, but the voice sounded very young, and she just, Mr. Kokesh doesn't want to come out of his cell, okay, well, we'll put this off. Even though she could have simply just put in a plea of not guilty on your behalf, I suspect. I doubt you would actually have needed to appear in front of her, but she wanted to give you another chance to make your appearance. We'll continue here with Adam Kokesh. Yeah, exactly. Plus, you've got a letter that you want to share with us. Here in moments, more with Adam Kokesh from Adam vs. the Man on his latest jail odyssey in Sawatch County, Colorado.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live Saturday.
Friday show, live Christmas Day edition of the program, with a special guest, Adam Kokesh from Adam vs. the Man and Homefront Battle Buddies, and homefrontbattlebuddies.org, coming back from a meetup with some friends in Colorado and Utah. He was pulled over. They found some psilocybin. He admits to this. That was essentially ground up in pill form. And they put him in a jail cell for 12 days before ultimately dropping the charges. And this was actually after the charges got dropped roughly a week after he sent a letter to the judge in this particular case, whom he never actually appeared in front of. So on you're about to tell us that on Monday you didn't appear. You said, I don't want to leave the cell. You weren't cooperating with the police. They didn't want to carry you out. So you just stayed there. She delayed the next court hearing until 2 days later. So that Wednesday, you also did not leave the cell, and they did not force you in front of the judge. And at that point, she put off the next hearing to another week out. But you also that same day handed a handwritten letter to be delivered to the judge, correct?
Yes. Yes, and this is where I would want to just pass it right back to you, because the next critical point in the narrative is that on Wednesday, when they said it's time for court, I was again in my bunk naked, and then handed this letter. I reached up to that little slot and passed it out and was like, here, you can give this to the judge. And that was it.
And in that letter, which you read actually on a phone call, that phone call.
Right. Yeah, so that, I just, one more thing here. That morning, I was like, hey, I'm a pro se defendant. I have court today. I demand one phone call for legal purposes for consultation without it being a monitored jail line. And so, of course, I just called Joey and recorded this message. And I heard your coverage, and I was so honored that you dedicated so much airtime to it when I was still locked up at that point. But yeah, yesterday I listened to the show that you recorded about it while I was locked up. So, well, what did you think of that letter to the judge?
I thought it was fantastic. And for listeners that don't know, this was, I think, our Thursday show, 2 weeks ago now or something like that? Maybe it was a week ago. When did you get out? It was earlier this week, right?
It would have been Thursday.
A week before last.
Yeah.
Anyway, we played the full message, the full letter. You read it out loud over this phone call, and we played the whole thing. And I thought it was great because it did sound like you kind of admitted to the psilocybin there in the letter. You cited your church, which we haven't even really touched on yet, and I think it's worth talking about. And the pronunciation, you said Oklavoya is how you pronounce it?
Oklavoya, yeah.
Oklavoya.
Wait, I want to get through the end of this narrative by the end of this segment, so I can read the next letter, which is very important.
Yeah, but you brought up your religious objection, and you're like, hey, look, this is my religion. You guys are prosecuting me for it. This is ridiculous. Yeah. And, you know, less than a week later, the charges were dropped.
And the letter was in layman's terms, signed in my, I do a real life pirate cosplay as Captain Freebeard.
So yeah, that was the first time I'd heard that.
Yeah, people started calling me that and said I should have a cosplay character, and then I was like, well,
title of captain.
If I'm going to do that, I might as well be a pirate in real life.
Where'd you come up with that idea, Adam?
By the way.
The idea.
Yeah.
So, I love it, man.
My truck at the end of this is a really important part of the story because it really, well, we'll get to that. But so at court Wednesday, I sent, in layman's terms, this letter that was basically like, you're wrong. Stop it. You know, and this is why I'm doing it. And I was talking about Johnny Hurley, you know, that cops who shoot first and ask questions later are a menace to the public and themselves and need to be taken off the street. And that's what happened here. And they obviously didn't like that. So she rescheduled for a following week. I was like, oh, and you were on the call. She was super nice, or maybe just passed over, didn't get this point, but I was like, oh, all right, well, if he doesn't want to cooperate, he can just sit in jail for another week,
yep.
You know, which is, you know, guilty until proven innocent, and it's a kind of, you know, inhumane.
Typical power move by a judge.
Yeah, and I don't know, I don't want to ascribe too much intentionality to her, because I don't know her motives, or if it was an automatic thing, or if it was, that's just the next date, and because it's a very, again, very small county,
yep.
Right? 6,300 something people.
Yeah, this is like a regional court. I think it serves multiple counties or something.
Yeah. So anyway, then I start negotiating, and I spent all night when the other inmates were messing me with the TV volume. I mean, I don't know what you've been told about this, Ian, but I was told once, you know, when you go to jail, if you get to general population, the first thing you do is find the biggest dude you can and beat him up so that, I mean, I can't say the A word on the radio, I know, but
you earn your respect. Right.
Yeah. And then they know you're the toughest guy in the yard, and then the rest of your time is easy. And since I was in solitary, the only way I could do that was pound on my bunk two nights in a row and deny everybody within earshot any sleep. So I basically did that for like the entire jail, because it's a 20-person jail.
I'll tell you this, it does not make the people in the jail like you if you do that crap.
Right, but I actually won their support by the end of it, and they gave me their names, and it was important in that letter. As you noticed, I cited Christopher or Nicholas Hamill and Ron Paulson, who were witness to this guard's inappropriate behavior, threatening me with extra charges and trying to use them for that by saying I was harassing them. Mm. And then they sent me books. So I think I won them over by, you know, audio kicking their butts by just denying the entire jail sleep for a night and a half. But that's a whole other sidebar to the story. But eventually the sheriff himself came in, and I spoke with him. At one point, I was visited by John Hogue, who's a public defender there, who said he was just inspired by my letter enough that he had to meet me and requested that I talk to him. You know, I made it very clear from the beginning I'm going pro se, but I would welcome your advice and input. And he gave me the technical information to properly write up a motion to dismiss and to request discovery and a meeting with the district attorney under Colorado Criminal Procedure Rule 16. And I didn't know that stuff, but they must have seen those documents that I sent out Friday. I handed them to one of the guards and said, this please copy, send electronically to the DA, and this please copy digitally and send to the judge. The motion goes to the judge, to the court filing, and also to the
DA. So you did file a motion to dismiss after the letter that you had sent?
I legally filed on Friday a handwritten but technically cited proper motion to dismiss, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it cited the improper behavior of the cops, the search and seizure violation, the timeliness of the charges, which is another thing suggested by Mr. Hogue. And he gave me the proper legal citations for that. And the religious defense, specifically on the mushroom charges, and the right to travel, specifically on the no place, no insurance charges.
You've got a letter that you've written up that has yet to be presented anywhere. You're going to share that with us coming up here in moments, correct?
Yes, sir.
Adam Kokesh is with us here. The continuing story of what happened to him over the last couple of weeks behind bars in a little jail in Sawatch County, Colorado, for total BS victimless crimes. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. President Biden marking his first Christmas in office with greetings to service members stationed around the world.
He was joined in his address by First Lady Jill Biden. Speaking on a video link from the White House, Biden called the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of the nation. He added that he knows how difficult it is to be away from loved ones during the holidays. It's been difficult for some people to get to see their loved ones on this Christmas, as travelers have been running into a lot of flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed around 2,500 flights now, more than 5,900 delayed or scrubbed around the world. But airlines are suffering because a lot of their staff is out with coronavirus, and there have been weather issues as well. And this is USA Radio News. Christmas Day saw Pope Francis deliver his Christmas message at the Vatican, leading then the congregation in prayer, asking for help in fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Here, speaking through a translator,
grant health to the infirm and inspire all men and women of goodwill to seek the best ways possible to overcome the current health crisis and its effects.
Because of the COVID-19 concern, he made that address from outside in St. Peter's Square rather than indoors, as usual. The New York Times is being ordered by a judge to return internal documents to a conservative activist group. Project Veritas has allegedly employed what some consider some misleading tactics, like secret audio recording, to expose what it considers liberal media bias. A New York judge presiding over the case says the group's right to keep their legal memos private outweighs concern about freedom of the press. And this is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You join us here. The questions for Adam Kokesh will be given priority at 603-283-6160. We're in the midst of a lengthy discussion, diving deep into what happened to him after he was arrested on the side of the road in Sawatch County, Colorado, for possession of psilocybin as the active chemical in psychedelic mushrooms. On the side of the road there, he got charged with not just possession of, but also with intent to distribute, which takes it to, you know, yeah, a pretty serious felony in that case. But it's his religion. It's his, you know, religious sacrament, essentially, and it's something that he was intending to share with veterans to help them, you know, overcome things like PTSD. That's part of his new mission in what he's founded called Homefront Battle Buddies, homefrontbattlebuddies.org. We're going to continue with Adam Kokesh. But I also want to say thanks to Alex, who is a gold-level supporter of the Free Talk Live Amps Patreon. So it's something that we launched just a couple of months ago after we had to blow up our old website and blow up the old AMP program because, well, our credit card provider decided they wanted to stop doing business with us for some reason. I don't know, maybe the FBI raid had something to do with that, but they didn't say why. So anyway, we're over there at AMPS, amps.freetalklive.com. They'll take you right over to our Patreon, and you can sign up just like Alex did. He's at gold level, which means he's doing $10 a month at least. So thank you, Alex. And thank you, everybody, for supporting what we do here. And thank you, Adam Kokesh, for coming on for an extended level interview here on this topic. And I appreciate your activism, appreciate your courage while in the clutches of the status. And let's see, where were we here? We were talking about filing motions.
As I can only say to a handful of other people on this earth, on that count, right back at you, brother. And, yeah, we can kind of cut to the chase now because I really want to get to this letter of follow-up. I mean, obviously, we all know this ended pretty well.
Before you get to the letter, though, I want to know, like, the day you got out, because you've been refusing to leave the cell when you were called for court. What was it like when they showed up to your cell to say, all right, you're out of here?
I was like, well, okay, so, I mean, I'll get to, so, I mean, then it was, you know, I waited another weekend, and then on Monday, the captain came to me and said, we're going to have a meeting the next day with the sheriff and the DA. And so I spent all day preparing notes for that meeting in my cell, like, while I was reading books. And I had gotten into a pretty good routine. They were feeding me pretty solid vegan food. I was kind of basic, you know, GMO corn syrup type stuff. Got a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. But they did feed me vegan, and the two women, Deb and Lori, shout out to them. They do an outstanding job with a nothing budget, trying to take care of the inmates there. But, you know, I got into a routine doing yoga and working out naked every evening, which is kind of nice. I came up with a new yoga pose. It only works if you're doing yoga naked with someone watching you on a camera. It's called Two Birds on a Flower. You take plow pose and then extend your hands downwards away from you and fists, and then extend your middle fingers and attach one to either of your butt cheeks and pull them apart. I got to do that every day before dinner. Did a little calisthenics routine, you know, kind of a body weight split, to try to mimic my weight routine that I do when I'm not in jail. And I was getting really comfortable, actually. Finally had a chance to talk to the nurse. She got me on multivitamins and my allergy meds and a probiotic. I was like, yeah, cool.
Well, settling then, in for the long haul. All right.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to, you know, pro se jury trial from custody. You want to dance? Let's dance. And you're going to have a spotlight on you the whole time. And I'm guaranteed to make this cost way more than it's worth to you to keep messing with me. And before the meeting even happened, they folded. The DA filed a motion on Tuesday at some point before the scheduled hearing Wednesday. And my motion had been filed before, and I had not gotten any response to that. Mm-hmm. So they sidestepped it. There might have been some procedural violation there. But the district attorney or assistant district attorney handling the case filed a motion to have the case dismissed because they weren't prosecuting. They were saying we're declining to file charges. Mm. And I was ready to sit in that jail cell and make him carry me out of there again because I was like, well, I want my truck and my mushrooms back because I know how you screw people on that. What's it going to cost to get my truck out of impound? And they came to me with these papers that said it was dismissed. Mm-hmm. Case dismissed, big capital letters in this little jail.
And that's all the charges, the felony distribution, the no tag, no license charges.
Yeah.
Okay.
All charges. Case dismissed. Now, I was without prejudice, so hypothetically they can bring it all back, but I'm going to address that in this letter that I want to read.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm honestly, like, submitting this for your review. But finally, to wrap up the story, Sergeant Brubaker came back to me in the cell and said, and was like, because I didn't jump out of the cell like most inmates did. I sat back and was like, huh, okay. So now if I want to stay here, I have to make you carry me again, or I have to, like, wedge myself under the bunk or something like that. Okay. All right. Cause I got a few cards left to play. If you're going to, and he came to me and said, I'm going to give you a courtesy ride back to your truck. And it's a 40-minute drive away to the tow yard.
Okay.
That's already like pretty close to an apology.
That's better than cutting you out the side door and saying good luck.
Yeah.
So. Right. And he said, yeah, we're going to make sure you get your cell phone and your wallet and all your other confiscated property from Center Police Department.
And the mushrooms?
And I said, not quite. But he said I said, am I going to get my truck for free? Are you going to make me pay for impound towing and all that? Because it would have been a couple $1,000s probably.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I'm not going to let you get it. If I can stop you right now from getting away with holding my truck for ransom, then I'm going to do it. And he looked me in the eye and said, have I lied to you yet? Sheriff's Department's going to pick up the tab. And I was like, I looked at him, I squinted at him for a moment, and he reached out his hand. I shook his hand. I said, all right, let's see if you mean it. And he gave me a ride, and halfway back, we met in an unmarked car with a Center Police Department officer who gave him a box of my stuff that had my silver coins and my baboon skull and a few other funny little odds and ends. They took my weed out of the container and then put it in an evidence bag and gave that back to me.
Okay.
They took the psilocybin capsules out of the sealed envelope and gave me the envelope back in an evidence bag as well. It was really weird.
They kind of knew
they screwed up. So then they drove me back to my truck. I got my truck, and the next day I went to Center PD, walked in there, and Joey recording it, screaming it. I demanded the mushrooms back and my vitamins that they also took, I think, and probably just forgot to put back. And they said, we'll get back to you. So, and then I called the DA and asked for a phone appointment with the DA handling my case and didn't hear back. So, given all of that, I've decided to write this Christmas letter. I'll just launch into it. It'll probably take us into the next segment.
All right, sure.
Cut me off.
Yeah.
But I want you to know, Ian and Captain Kickass as well, that like I haven't sent this yet. I was thinking about sending it before the show. And if you tell me not to, I'm open to your counsel,
okay,
or if you think there's something to fundamentally change here, or any of your listeners, perhaps. But if not, I'm going to go fire this off to all the relevant parties right after the show here.
Okay.
So this is dated Christmas Day, December 25th, 2021, on the Captain Freebeard letterhead. Dear friends, people of Sawatch County, District Attorney Alonzo Payne, Sheriff Dan Warwick, Chief Dale Meek, Sergeant Aaron Fresquez, Sergeant Adam Fresquez, and Officer Christian Guadarrama, Merry Christmas, blessed solstice, happy Festivus, and season's greetings to all. My name is Adam Kogish, and I recently spent 12 days in solitary confinement in the Sawatch County Jail thanks to the actions of three officers to the Center Police Department on December 10th.
We're going to continue with a letter. Stand by. Adam Kokesh is with us. He's got a letter for his captors. And my initial thought, without having heard any of this yet, is if there is still a newspaper in existence in the county, I'd CC them on a copy of this as well. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. We got Adam Kokesh with us.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phone's here. If you want to join us, if you have a question for Adam Kotesh, you can dial at 603-283-6160. He's got a letter that he's written to the various different prosecutors, jailers, police officers, the people in Sawatch County, Colorado, who held him for 12 days of his life behind bars and then ultimately dropped the charges.
Can we call it the 12 days of Cagemas? just occurred to me.
Yeah, well, it was right before Christmas time. In fact, I think you said, Adam, you got out on the solstice on the 21st. And
right.
So you were just getting into the sort of introductory portion of the letter that you have yet to send. So it's in the final, final draft format here, and you're sharing it with our listeners first. So let's jump into it.
The three officers involved showed reckless disregard for the law, my rights, and the best interests of the people they supposedly serve. Having now beaten the charges I was falsely accused of, I have a pack of rabid dog civil rights attorneys drooling over this case, ready to sue all of those involved for everything you're worth. Even if I were to lose the cases for wrongful search and seizure, property damage, wrongful imprisonment, injuries sustained, rights violations, and many more possibilities, it would cost me nothing to pursue those cases, and you would lose at least thousands of dollars worth of resources and labor hours fighting me off. I don't want to go that way, so with this letter, I present an alternative. In exchange for sparing you this, I only ask that you, one, provide $2,400 for the material damages done to my truck and logistics costs. Two, provide me with all records regarding the case to which I'm legally entitled under Rule 16 of Colorado Criminal Procedure, including body camera footage and all recorded related correspondence. Three, return the remaining property you took from me, including the psilocybin capsules. Four, have a motion granted to get the dismissal of my case upgraded to with prejudice. Five, never jail anyone in the county for simple drug possession ever again, and adjust policy everywhere relevant to ensure it never happens again. Yes, Sawatch will be a decrim county on par with policy in Oregon. Six, get your act together when it comes to inmate requests at the jail for things like clothing, pencils, paper, hygiene products, and showers. Get your act together providing a decent library and exercise opportunities for inmates. Get your priorities straight and provide greater a greater portion of your jail budget for food for inmates. 7, institute a compassionate booking process that ensures immediate access to everything inmates are entitled to, especially health care, mental health screening, and legal consultation. 8, create a veteran liaison position to designate someone to consult with every military veteran who enters Sawatch County Jail as an inmate. 9, immediately release everyone in the Sawatch County Jail who is there for victimless crimes unless you have a specific reason to believe they are an immediate, clear, and present threat to the community. 10, adjust policy everywhere relevant in the county to reflect respect for all Americans' right to travel without harassment by law enforcement and our Fourth Amendment rights to privacy. 11, have the 3 officers responsible make a personal written apology to my dogs, Thelma and Louise, for the abuse they experienced, with a commitment to all dogs that it won't happen again. 12, adjust policy to ensure that animals seized by law enforcement in the county are treated humanely. And 13, finally, all good things come in 13s. Send a copy of this letter to every law enforcement officer in the county and post a copy in the bulletin board / employee notice area in every government building in the county until every item on this list is completed. If you have any questions, you know how to get a hold of me. If you do not have this letter mounted in every building by close of business on Monday, January 3rd, I will take it as a rejection of my magnanimous offer. If you choose to reject this offer, all funds that I generate from lawsuits will be used to create an endowment for my nonprofit, Homefront Battle Buddies, to fund scholarships for veterans from Sawatch County to experience psilocybin at our facility in Arizona. All of the policy adjustments that I'm requesting are compassionate, revenue-positive reforms that are in everyone's best interests. I'm open to negotiation and revising this letter. I look forward to hearing from y'all one way or another, but if I don't, you'll be hearing from me. Yours truly, Captain Freebeard, friend of humanity, brother of freedom lovers, a.k.a. Adam Kokesh, February 1st, 1982, former Sergeant of Marines.
Arr. Arr.
Well, you got him on the ropes, Captain. Way to go. That was fantastic. I can't imagine they're going to say yes to it. Like the more points it went through, the less likely it seems that they're going to
agree. Wouldn't it be great if they did? Like, if he sends a letter and they're just like, oh, yeah, okay, sure. Like, wouldn't that be great?
But it's going to be interesting to see what, you know, direction they decide to go with on this. And I presume that you do intend to honor your promise to come after them.
All I have to do is make a couple phone calls.
Okay.
I will rain down with activism upon thee.
Yeah, I mean, these are kind of juicy civil rights and personal damage cases that I have mm-hmm. on my hands.
And
here.
It's a small and county, so they exactly, don't have the kind of resources that Denver exactly. or some major area would.
Yep.
I'm more likely to get them to once again, as I did with my case on all of these counts, do the right thing
mm-hmm.
than just follow procedure. And if it was Denver County, yeah, maybe just file a couple lawsuits and negotiate down and get a few $10,000 and
right.
use it for good, you know, Robin Hood with it and be done with it.
Right.
But here, I don't. If I sue them and even if I lose, I become a major pain in the butt and a detriment to the well-being of the people in that county. But if the government decides to do the right thing, then, you know, I will be the one shining a light, holding up the mirror, as Johnny Hurley did to the police so famously, and saying, no, look, you're freaking wrong, and I will shine the light. I will bring the spotlight. I will hold the mirror. And one way or another, you will be held to account for your actions, even if it means I got to sit in solitary confinement and keep everybody in your jail awake every freaking night until you figure it out.
I want to go to John in Delaware. He's got a question for you, Adam. John, you're on with Adam Kokesh. Go ahead.
Yeah, Adam, I mean, if you could put a value on one single day of your life where you wake up and you get to choose what you want to do with your day, your own free will, what price would you put on that day? Would you say it's priceless?
Freedom is priceless, absolutely.
So take that and times that by a dozen. There's not enough money in the world that could ever reimburse somebody for 12 days of their life being taken away for some mushrooms that grow right out of Mother Earth. These people are ridiculous, man. I've been dealing with this kind of crap my whole entire life since I was 14 years old. I've been incarcerated so many times I lost count for violations of probation for smoking marijuana. I've done time here, there, and everywhere, and something needs to be done. If there isn't a victim, bro, there isn't a crime.
Thank you, John, for the call tonight. Go ahead, Adam. Any comments on that?
Amen. Yeah, and Ian, this is one of the things that makes me so honored for the opportunity to speak to you specifically tonight is that, you know, GI Mary Jane here is like, oh my God, you figured out the formula and the drug war. This is it. All you have to do is like not comply. Don't play their game. Just make them take care of you. And it's true. And I pointed this out in the letter to the judge that you aired my recording of last week that said, you know, if everybody did this, the drug war would be over tomorrow.
Yep.
It would be untenable. They need your compliance. So why give it to them?
Yeah, and it would have been a really untenable case for them because, as you pointed out in your letter, this is a religious exemption to whatever the law says. So regardless of the immorality of their laws, there have actually been some interesting cases, and one of them was here in New Hampshire where your church, which is the Oklevuha Church, it's spelled O-K-L-E-V-U-E-H-A, it's a Native American church. There was a man here in New Hampshire who was arrested for mushrooms. He appealed the case to the Supreme Court, and there was a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court of New Hampshire saying, overturn this case. This man was his religious freedom to use this, and I mean, it was an amazing decision. That just happened a year ago here in New Hampshire, so it's not the only case the Oklevuha Church has been dealing with nationwide for decades, right?
Right, and one of the things that I've taken this as a sign for now is that it is part of my calling as an activist to declare proudly and openly that we are growing mushrooms here in Gardenia, me personally and volunteers with me, in order to, in the context of our nonprofit, as the facilitator, distribute them to veterans. And just, yeah, come at me, bro. You will not get this one past the jury. In 2021, there are too many compassionate, enlightened Americans.
And I think that's part of that went into their decision-making here on this. They must have known this would have been a pointless thing for them to bring. They knew you were going to go to a jury trial, and they knew it wasn't going to pass muster. Do you want to stay and talk about the church a little bit, or do you have to run?
Absolutely.
More with Adam Kokesh. This is also a really interesting aspect of this case, and we'll continue with what is the Oklevuha Church? What do they believe? It's free.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.